The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Megan.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm still Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Christian Belts.
Thank you, Christian. You.
I'm on a belt. How much I love you.
Hi.
Oh, goodness. So today we will be discussing LeakyCon Chicago 2023. Woo, 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 woo. Woo-hoo. Every single time I said that over the weekend, I almost said 2003.
You should have.
It's just like, you know, it doesn't feel like it's 2023.
Nope.
That's gross.
Like the Super 90s, gross. The 90s was like a decade ago, right?
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
So let's go to Meg's Mouse Tales for some information.
So basically, I just put the weekly profit for this episode as a reminder that this is the first year in a while that LeakyCon has expanded to other fandoms. So we saw lots of representation of other magical lands as well, which was fun.
Magic schools, magic lands. Schools,
yeah. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. As always, we are taking Potter stories. You can send those to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Anytime. So, who was at LeakyCon, podcast-wise at least? So, Swish and Flick was there.
Yeah.
I hear they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a court of Swish and Flick was there.
Yes, that's
accurate.
True. Yes.
We had our friends over at Fanatical Fix.
Yes.
We had Mike Schubert from Potterless and the Newest Olympian. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had Flick Miles from, is it Beyond the Wand or Behind the Wand?
Behind the Wand, because Beyond the Wand is
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Beyond the Wand is Tom's book. And also, I mean, there was a bunch of other podcasts there as well. Yeah. Puffcast.
Oh my gosh.
Potterversity. Oh yeah, Shell Cottage Radio.
Radio was there, yeah.
As in Lottie, mm-hmm. And a lot more.
Yeah,
which
celebrators.
It's always so much fun to see our podcast friends. Like, we talk to them so much through social media. We do collaborations, but like, it's all digital, obviously. So like, to finally be in the same room together, mm-hmm. Is just so much fun. Oh my God, MuggleCast was there. Duh.
Yeah, Muggle.
That was awesome. So yeah.
Celebrities. Tom Felton.
Such a gem.
A good egg.
I think he was only there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think he was there Friday.
Maybe.
But he did a concert. He did a spotlight. He signed autographs for so many people. His line was always so long all day.
Such a cutie. Chris Rankin was there
mm-hmm.
with Ness. James Payton, always a fun time. And then we had John Biggerstaff, Stanislav
Yanevsky.
And then branching out into Lord of the Rings area, Sean Astin was there, who I did not get to see, and it makes me so sad.
I know, I didn't see him at all.
And Elijah Wood.
And Miranda Otto.
And Miranda Otto. And I got to see Elijah Wood on stage, and he seemed very sweet.
I did not see him.
From a distance.
Hold on, there were two other people who were there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were.
There was, Ellie Darcy Alden, who yes. was young Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Rohan Godabed, who was young Sirius.
Mm-hmm. Very nice people. I got a chance to talk with them at the ball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kieran Shaw, who is in Lord of the Rings, right? And a few other, like, fantasy movies. Mm-hmm. And then also Miltos Yarolemo. Who was like a dance teacher. He did like dance lessons.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. See, LeakyCon's website is killing me, which like, dude, shout out. We are totally on board with the SAG after strike, but they can't say what these people are actually in. So they just put descriptions and like, because I don't know him actually. He was in The Boogeyman. Oh, and he's also known for Star Wars.
Oh, cool.
Why can't I literally... I'm trying to find this podcast because we met these people in Kent. They did the Magic for the Marginalized and Mistreated panel.
Lit Happens. LOL.
Thank you. I knew it was LOL something. Oh,
sorry.
Lit Happens. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can focus now.
Yes. All right. Thursday. Bright and early.
Shout out to Maddie.
There was no sunshine.
No.
We loaded up.
Oh, Mia says Miltos was also in Game of Thrones. Thank you.
Oh, cool. We drove. There was a moment that Meg had where she was trying to eat an AirPod. I don't know.
Listen. I was eating Gardettos.
She just wanted to see if she could hear the music through her belly.
And I like had to take my AirPod out for whatever reason.
Toll.
And,
yeah, toll.
Oh, yeah, to pay a toll. And then I just, you know, I was in the habit of like, you know, hand to mouth eating Gardettos. So I then put the AirPod in my mouth and bit down.
Thus trying to eat.
And it was AirPod. Not a snack.
Tis not.
No. The drive is about 5 hours. Someone asked in the chat.
Yeah, like 5 hours.
It's really not bad.
No. And even when we got into the city, it wasn't bad.
It's like... extra not bad when you're a passenger princess.
Yeah, right.
It's my favorite thing to be.
Yeah.
We
also met up with our friends on Thursday.
We did.
Mia was there when we got there, and then we waited for Brandon to arrive, and then we went to Magic at Play, which was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
That was amazing.
Are they going to another city?
I believe so. So it was extended by a couple of weeks, which I'm assuming is because
it had to have been
of LeakyCon.
Smart
honestly.
On their part. There were a lot of people there who then were going to Leaky too.
Mm-hmm. So they had extended it, but it's almost over in Chicago. And it's similar, you know, these types of things have been popping up in major cities. Like they have the Forbidden Forest experience that's been going around during the winter time.
Right.
And then also like the exhibition. So I believe that Magic at Play will be moving.
Yeah.
After.
You guys.
It was so fun.
It was so much fun.
Adorable.
I liked it a whole lot. It was a different vibe than the exhibition, but I liked it a lot more personally.
The interactivity was like more interactive. You know, it wasn't like the stuff at the exhibition is like interactive
with
screens.
Also.
Yeah. And like, obviously, you're seeing stuff from the films, which is so cool
to be like, wow,
this was actually in the film, which like Magic at Play doesn't have any of that. So like, don't think that you're going to get that going into it. But but the stuff at the exhibition that is like interactive is very much like, okay, you're going to be it's like a touch screen and you're doing this thing. But like, this is like sets that you get to like go in and take photos with, which is really fun. Like more hands on interactive.
Yeah. I don't know if we just got lucky and like it wasn't. No, because there was a ton of people there. It never felt crowded though.
No,
and I think
it never
it's because
people out really nice.
Well, with the exhibition, there's only like so many stations of like you're doing this piece of magic with the screens. Mm-hmm. So a line would form and you'd have to wait. But this was just like you could totally go at your own pace. Yeah. I never felt rushed. I never felt like I was waiting for anything. Mm-hmm. It was just fun.
Definitely amazing for kids.
Oh, yeah.
And great for bigger kids like us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Even though that didn't stop some of us without busted knees to climb up and go down slides, which I enjoyed watching very much.
Yeah, I enjoyed not participating in that particular
Oh, I had so
activity.
Much fun.
Meg comes down that slide with the reddest knees I've ever seen.
I know. I felt so bad for her knees.
It's because the things that you're crawling on are like texturized plastic. Like, who came up with that idea?
I'm sorry.
Did they
did
never
not
climb
stop you
through
from falling.
A Chuck E. Cheese tube before in their
Have
life?
Have you never been in a Chuck E. Cheese tube?
They're not texturized where you would kneel, okay? Anyway,
remember
after
Discovery Zone?
Yeah.
Oh, DZ. My God, yes.
Remember
I
that
had a birthday party.
Slide?
Yeah, I do.
My legs got pinched, man. Yeah.
But I didn't care. I had a birthday party at DZ. It was awesome.
DZ, I went to a birthday party at DZ. Oh,
my God.
I can't believe that I
used
to search.
Yeah, that's right, because only cool kids had birthday parties at DZ.
You're correct.
I had to go to Toledo to go to DZ because... My hometown doesn't have that.
There used to be one like in the Parmatown Strip.
Oh, that's
no.
crazy.
Hold on, where was it? Because Chuck E. Cheese was in the Parmatown Strip.
Chuck E. Cheese is still
I know
in the Parmatown Strip.
Still there.
There was an I don't know, I have to ask
they
my
were
mom.
On the news for adults fighting.
Rat Palace.
I have to ask my mom where DZ was because it was not far. We would go quite
no,
often.
I went nice. It wasn't far. What was I gonna say? I used to search for things like treasure in the ball pits at DZ and McDonald's, and
treasure,
that makes me want to absolutely
treasure,
scream now.
You mean disgusting things?
Yeah,
that I'm not going to say because they're gross.
Yeah, lucky I survived.
Oh my God.
Then we had fantastic pizza.
Pequod.
So shout out to Phil Rosenthal. You guys have heard me talk about him before. Somebody feed Phil. Phil went to Pequod's Pizza in Chicago on his Chicago episode, and he did not disappoint with the suggestion, let me just say. In my opinion, it is the best deep dish I've had at Chicago, and I've had it from three different places.
At Chicago?
In Chicago. And I think Pequod's was the best that I've had in Chicago.
I'm not a fan of deep dish.
Yeah, I know you didn't eat the deep dish.
No, okay, I could not. Okay,
scraped the insides out and left the husk.
I left the bottom of the crust because I can't stand when a plate gets scratched with
pick
silverware.
It up and bite it.
Yeah. It's like 30 pounds.
You're strong.
Not
a strong, independent woman.
Yeah. Use these prairie innies.
You can pick up that piece of pizza.
Oh, my God. No, it's just the topping. I mean, it tasted great, but
I ate my. I
I'm
ate
a New
more
York
later
style
that night.
Girl. Sorry.
Do you like to fold it in half?
No, I don't do that.
I don't like
subscribe to
when
that.
It's really
Ohio
big. I like
pizza.
To fold it.
An Ohio pizza. Pan.
I love a good old Ohio pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say though, like this place did have like a really good cheese sauce ratio. Where like
ratio.
Deep dish can, in my opinion, be too saucy or too cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also am a garlic sauce person, so that probably doesn't help my case.
Giordano's
Excuse
is incredibly
me.
Saucy.
Can I get a Papa John's garlic cup, please, with my Pequod's?
That's so strong.
We do need to do a pizza tour of the U.S. Let me tell you what
Done.
State won't be on it. Florida.
No. Yeah. First stop on the tour, though, Denver.
Oh, my God, that pizza in Denver. I think about it almost daily.
You're in my dreams.
I wish I was kidding. And then Jess showed up too. Shout out to Jess. Friday.
Okay. Check-in time at Leaky. Where it's exciting because you're in line with so many people in cosplay.
Oh,
and
wow. Yeah.
It's incredible.
But
what?
Tip of advice. Piece of advice. Here's a tip. That's a piece of advice. Make sure when you buy your LeakyCon tickets, you send them to yourself.
Yeah, just do it.
You do not want to do will call. You don't want to do it.
It's not. It's
you
not
don't.
Pleasant. I mean, it was pleasant enough for what we were doing. But
it
like,
moved
gives
faster
anxiety.
Than I thought.
Yeah.
However, still, I wish that I could have just gone up to someone and asked for a lanyard or used one of my own lanyards.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I just I highly recommend just sending your passes to your house.
Yeah.
It's worth the extra couple bucks when
buy
you think
a
about
and flick lanyard and then just
there you go.
Show up.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, so our first thing, we got to see all like the people that came that first day in cosplay, and I was actually shocked at the amount of people that were there day one. Because usually day one is pretty small. Saturday
yeah, it was
usually
nice
like,
and packed. Not packed, but it was nice and busy.
I thought it
yeah.
was pretty packed.
No,
Friday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Usually Saturday is like the big day, and Friday felt like a big day as well.
Yeah.
And we had a panel. We had a podcast mega panel with a bunch of our other Harry Potter podcasts. So Mike Schubert was kind of leading that. And asking all of us different questions about podcasting and funny stories we had and how we've changed. And so MuggleCast was there. Fanatical Fix was there. And Flick Miles was there.
Yes. It really was a mega panel, too, because there was not enough room.
There was
room.
Nine of us.
We
so it was
yeah.
chairs.
We had to bring
Mike,
over more chairs.
Mike and Micah. Eric. Sequoia. Kim. Flick. Tiff. Kate. And me.
Yep. Yeah.
This is a big panel.
It was.
It was fun, though.
It was a good time.
10 o'clock on.
Yeah, we had to compete with opening.
10 o'clock on Friday is a hard spot. Right. But
we had a good amount of people in there.
There was a good amount.
It was really fun. It was good.
The Swishers showed up.
They did. Swisher? Okay. It was like a wedding and like one side was heavy on family. And that was Swisher Flick listening.
It made me happy.
Yeah.
You guys made us so happy.
It was really, really, it was really nice. So, yeah, the layout of the con was a little interesting because it was like a 2 mile walk to the other large stage. So how they had it set up is there was main stage, which was a very large room, big screen, celebs are in there, right? Big panels. And then they had second stage, which is the second largest stage. And that's where our stuff was all at. And I feel like that was a growth for us, which will give us some snaps, right? Snap
yeah.
for you. And you, all of us, that we have grown that much to where we got to that stage because in past we have been in smaller rooms. So it's kind of like a nod to the growth of the podcast, which is really, really nice.
It just made me really happy.
Yeah. And then there's other smaller rooms for smaller panels, which I got to tell you, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Lori Kim needed that bigger room. Her yeah. room was packed.
Was she yeah. Saturday?
She did one on Friday and one on Saturday.
Okay.
The one
I
on,
just I didn't know where to
the
put
one
her.
On Friday was packed. I'm talking packed. So
reconsidering Snape after 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That one should have been on second stage, but it was like a long walk there, and then they had the merch booths set up in two different rooms, which I thought was interesting.
The general consensus of that was that
could have been in one.
It definitely should have been in one.
Yeah.
I think that people were very confused with the fact that like some people were in one room and some people were in another room. I want to give a shout out to the Wizarding Wireless Collective, though. We
yes,
did have a booth.
We did.
The Wizarding Wireless Collective is like it's a collective of Harry Potter podcasts. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, we're one big community, and like there's room for everyone in the Potter podcast community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
we
know,
all
it's,
have something
it's a way
to bring to the table.
Right. It's a way we have a flyer with like little blurbs about everybody's podcast so that you can take that flyer and find the right podcast for you, because some people might really be into Wizard Rock and there's a podcast about that.
Yeah.
Or some people might really be into fan fiction and there's a podcast about that. Or some people might want to do a book club reread and there's a podcast for that, and on and on and on. There's so many of us. And I just want to give like a really big shout out to Sequoia and Kim for holding down the fort on that booth.
They blew it out the water, man.
So
honestly,
much time and for putting it together.
Amazing.
And
they're amazing.
They're just so awesome. So, yeah.
I think that the hardest part about Friday was not being able to shop.
Yeah, I know. Right? I kept being like, I just want to walk around. But it was a busy
you
day
guys,
for us.
We were so busy.
Friday was so heavy.
But like in the best way.
Yes. Yeah. I was exhausted. I literally passed out in the middle of the bed that night at 7 o'clock. And Marty was sitting in the chair watching TV. He's like, I don't know. Good night.
Yeah, that was a long day.
But that was a jump. That was a jump. We did that
Swish and Flick Live,
and then we did Swish and Flick Live.
It was awesome. That was like, I think we all talked about it. That was pretty much like the highlight, like one of the highlights. We really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
I want to give a big shout out to Jess for coming up with the idea to bring little printouts of our bingo that we do every episode, so that people at LeakyCon could do bingo live, and we had two people win, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it was just like a really nice a nice way to introduce like truly how we podcast to people, you know. Like, we're about community, we're about silliness. Yeah, and it's just so fun. So thank you so much to Jess for bringing that.
I want to know what, like, so if someone was in there who hadn't listened to us before, they got this thing and they're like,
what on earth?
What do these things mean?
Like, one of the squares is Danny DeVito wore eggs.
Like, why what? Is eggs on? Do we talk about eggs?
You always say, can I give you an egg in the strong time?
Oh, is that the reason why it's on there?
Probably. Or because we talk about the egginess of eggs. I don't know.
Oh, heaven help us.
Lexi.
Yeah, I just, if you are new to because of that, please let us know.
Yeah, and also, thank you. Welcome.
All right, we forgot the bell, and Jen came in real hot with the bell app, and it was so funny.
That was good. I wonder if you'll be able to hear it on the audio.
I hope you can, because it's so great. Otherwise, you're just going to hear us laughing every time.
True.
We did see Lori Kim on Friday.
Lori... What can we say about Lori? Every time I listen to Lori speak, I learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say this in the room, but other people were having questions answered by her, and I didn't want to, like, interrupt. But, like, Lori, I wanted to raise my hand on Friday and Saturday and just say thank you for being a safe space for all of us. That's what I wanted to say to you. So I'm saying it now because I know that you listen to us. And we appreciate you so very much.
Yeah, Lori, you always blow my mind with your Snape stuff, but also just like your general like life stuff. You're just a wonderful person.
Amazing person. Amazing human.
You always make me question in the best way things that I think, whether it's about the series as a whole, something about the world, something about Snape, an individual character, Remus. You made me question everything about Remus. I just always have such a good time listening to you talk about something you're so passionate about, and it comes across, and I just love it.
Did she have a marvelous time ruining everything about
Remus?
I bet she did.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then we had our SJM meetup.
Yeah.
Our Sarah J. Maas meetup, which
was packed in there.
It was.
And the tables, The tables were all full. Like, full. All of the tables we were provided were full.
As Meg pointed out, like, at the beginning, and, like, I hadn't let this sink in. She was like, this is the first, like, we are introducing Sarah J. Maas to LeakyCon, and that's so cool.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I was speaking first.
I'm glad I'm not in this Jinx business.
It was awesome. I talked to a lot of really cool people in there and made some new friends. Excuse me, I'm yawning. Which is big for me to say because I get scared talking to people, and it was really fun.
It was chill. It was fun to theorize, but I had to be so careful every single time. Like, what have you read?
Everyone was really respectful of it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Very cool. And nobody made you feel like trash. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. You keep saying Sarah.
I just want to say what Sarah said in the chat. She said there needs to be an episode with Lori about Delphi being a shadow and cursed child. It was such a cool theory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to.
A shadow?
I need to.
You know, Lori's on the same brave length.
Shout out to brainwave
length as us when it comes to cursed child. So I think that'd be a really fun conversation, and that is definitely something I think that we will tackle
later,
unfortunately, after Deathly Hallows, which will be a while. But we are going to do cursed child in the same way that we are doing Harry Potter. So
after that meetup, we went to dinner. And then we had
our big meetup. Yeah, with Fanatical Fix. Which
like
was so
outside
much fun.
Of, literally outside and outside of LeakyCon.
Yeah. First of all, shout out. By the oldest house in Chicago. Did
really?
You know? Yes.
No, oh, I didn't so know. Cool.
Yeah. I was going to say shout out to their listeners because Sequoia asked them for a nearby park.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was how we found that park. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. It was nice and shady. It was so, like, there were so many pretty flowers. It was such a nice park. And I love that we did, like, kumbaya style, all sitting in a circle.
Marty texted me, and he was like, are you guys going to break out a guitar and start singing?
Maybe.
Like, you don't know. It might happen. Honestly, and here's to anybody who saw me at that meetup, and if I didn't seem personable, I was so dead.
I know. Yeah, we were very tired.
Exhausted.
That was a long day.
I was so, so tired. We had dinner. That was the night we had the
Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out La to
Cantina,
eat at Mexican.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was good. That was good.
Such a good margarita.
That was a good place.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys to everybody who came to the meetup. Even people who weren't at LeakyCon came to the meetup, which is awesome because that was, like, the purpose of doing it outside, right? I wanted, we all wanted.
It's like meeting up in City Walk instead of the park, you know?
Right.
I mean?
We wanted people who couldn't make it to LeakyCon to still be able to come and hang out. And it was so fun to just meet so many people and see the amount of, like, crossover listeners between us and Fanatical Fix, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
People brought snacks. It's cool.
Yes. And then they started reading fanfic right there. They like made a circle within the circle when we left, and they were reading fanfiction.
I loved that.
And I don't know. If there's something different about us, you guys. This is the greatest fandom.
Truly.
I love it. And then I passed out diagonally in the bed
and
was done.
We probably should have, but we hung out with Brandon, me, and Jess for a very long time after that.
Anyway, really good time.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, wait a minute. Can we please just give a shout out real quick?
Oh, we have one at the end.
Yeah, right here.
If
that's what you're talking
about.
That
is absolutely not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to Fat Poor for sponsoring our weekend in Chicago.
Fat Poor. Oh my God.
It was a restaurant that was...
Oh my gosh, that's like, right. We hung out with Janelle too.
To the side of our hotel, kind of. And I probably ate there 5 times over the weekend.
Literally. Ate there 3 times.
It felt like more.
We ordered stuff and brought it to the room. I went ham on some soft pretzels.
So. Oh, those soft pretzels were fantastic.
All right, so Saturday.
Katie and I went to Fanatical Fix Live.
I went to part of Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to shop, but Marty was hovering, so I felt like I couldn't buy anything. So I did buy a book, and I can't remember her name.
Britt.
Sure.
It's Brit.
Mm-hmm. She signed it.
But I can't remember her last name. Hold on. I'll find her Instagram because it's I definitely really want to give her a shout out. We all bought her book.
Yeah.
I was also talking to her a lot at the SJM meetup.
Yes. She came to our meetup. It was
a Brit bookish.
Brittany Hansen.
Just a cool chick.
Her Instagram is a Brit bookish.
So cute.
And the book that she wrote is The Abandoned Realm. And that was what she was selling at the con. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
To read it.
Janelle's friend Charlie had bought it, and by the next day it was almost finished with it.
Yeah,
she's probably has to have had finished it before the weekend was over.
What yeah. What's her name?
Charlie. Wait, no. Brit.
Brit, a Brit bookish. A? Brit with one two.
Aw.
Wait, what? Spell it.
A Brit bookish. Brit with one T.
Brit with one two.
Yeah, I know.
Lexi says she was only there Friday and ate at Fat Poor twice.
I love that.
I feel dang. That energy so hard. Oh.
Fanatical Fix Live was fantastic as per usual.
So funny.
I literally can't say enough how much I freaking love Sequoia and Kim.
Yep.
They are hilarious. They are genuine. They're just so kind. I love them so much. And if you have not listened to Fanatical Fix at this point in your life, you need to change that. Is all I'm saying.
Good
because
eggs.
they take hilarious fan fiction and make it funnier, which I don't know if I didn't think that was possible, but they do.
Oh, man. So.
Then we went to Lori's second talk.
Yep.
Which was about Korean representation. And I loved how much, I mean, this was specifically about Fantastic Beasts.
Nagini.
And yeah, the representation with Nagini. And it, again, I mean, same things that we said about her one on Friday. She just makes me think about things that I've never thought of before.
You see it with someone else's lens.
Yes. Opens your eyes to
and
so
it
much.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because all of our experiences are so vastly different.
That's why it's so good to talk to other people.
Yeah. I think it makes you more empathetic and sympathetic towards others, which is what we need in this world.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic talk.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Also, A Court of Swish and Flick Live. I was like more nervous for that than
there
anything.
There were so
I think.
Many people there.
I know. I was like
new faces I had never seen before.
I was surprised.
It made me happy.
It made me so grateful to every single person that came into that room because we were all very much aware that Tom Felton was on stage on main stage doing his concert.
Yes. There I
and
was.
And it just makes me
there.
So grateful that anybody showed up because
yeah.
I mean, I wanted to be at that concert too.
Yeah.
Right.
Truly.
So, just thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was so much fun. It was fun to talk about that with other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing because we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But like to get excited with other people and to theorize with other people, it was just, I don't know, it's just so cool.
Yeah. It was really awesome to see I mean, it's one thing to know that LeakyCon expanded fandoms and like see it through the celebrities that they brought in, but then to like be a part of it in that sense. And I assume that it's probably similar to like what Shubes feels when he talks about the newest Olympian and
right.
Percy Jackson, right?
Yeah.
So like being able to like have that same LeakyCon vibe with a whole new fandom was like such a cool experience. And
nerd out.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it was cool to get a little taste of it the day before with the meetup.
Yeah.
But then to like actually chat about it was super awesome. Mm. So
truly.
And then we had the ball.
Oh, the LeakyCon ball.
It's always so much fun.
It's always fun. It's
so much fun.
An eclectic taste in music, which is perfect.
The DJ could have been a little better this year, but it was still a very good mix. Like, I heard some Spice Girls.
Pokemon.
I heard some Broadway.
Don't bring up
we
Pokemon.
We heard Pokemon. We heard Eye to Eye from the Goofy movie.
Hamilton.
I tried to do the dance. It did not work.
Yeah.
I told Meg, I was like, I really need to pee, but I don't want to leave because really close to the end of the ball. And I was like, I gotta go. I was like, text me if anything cool happens.
I think Ezra has a video of me during
with Pokemon.
I think so.
Text me if anything cool happens the second my foot crosses the threshold into the bathroom, I hear the start of the Pokemon theme song. And Meg texts me, wait, come back. Something cool is happening. And I was like, I know. I can hear it.
Oh, my God.
That is not what you said to me, but we can't say what you said to
no,
me
I cannot.
On this podcast.
And then they played Eye to Eye, but at least I got to come for half of that.
Yeah.
I really liked my dress. It was
your dress
so
was
swish.
So pretty.
It was so swish.
And you were so pretty.
Thanks.
We all looked really good.
You looked super cute in Hufflepuffy because she had a button down that was yellow and black and gray.
Appreciate
it. And we got to meet up with some of our friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was fun to just get to like hang out, dance, talk to people.
Just Dreams of Magic. We haven't talked about Jess yet. Got to
meet
you
in
real time.
It was so good to hang out with her in real time life.
I love when you meet someone and it immediately feels comfortable and good and like you expected it to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nothing felt awkward with you, Jess. You're just friend.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And that's
are
how
you
it
still
felt
on that
Flip
train
too.
Or are you home yet?
Oh my God.
Gotta be home, right?
Oh my gosh.
Aww, that's an honor stop. Because you met Tom.
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
So that rounded out our Saturday.
Yeah. Can we just talk about something?
Yeah.
My husband, for a second here.
He went to the ball.
He wore purple to match me.
Marty was so fun.
He left to go get more adult beverages to put in his Swish and Flick backpack. Came back and I was in the VIP section because I had to see Ness.
Ness was like, get in here.
So the VIP section is like the roped off area where they put like the talent people that are there. Not Swish and Flick talent, but like the people that get on main stage.
Right.
And so we're back there with the actors and stuff. And I go over to say hi to Micah from MuggleCast. As soon as I left, he turns to Stanislav, puts his hand
your
out.
Your husband, not Micah.
Yes. Marty turns to Stan, so Victor Crumb, puts his hand out, shakes his hand and says, my wife left me. And I have no one to talk to. And Stan goes, hi, it's nice to meet you. And immediately after that, they get called to go do the last song on stage. And it's like the most awkward thing. And I was dying. And Stan was laughing. And it was just comical. And then also on Marty's way to go and get the adult beverages to put in his backpack, some random lady gave him a bag of barbecue chips.
It was the talk of the rest of the weekend.
And when we got home, Lady Supreme ate the bag of chips.
Nice.
They went to a good place.
Very good.
The ball stopped too fast, though. It like stopped. It like came to a screeching halt at the height of my fun. And I'm.
Yeah.
I wish it was another hour long, but
truly
it is what it is. Anywho, we got to keep going. Sunday
was super chill, and our only plans were to go to Tom Felton's Spotlight that morning
and shop.
And shop.
Yeah.
Tom is so sweet. So genuine. Like, you can just feel how grateful he is, and like he just feels so lucky that this has happened in his life. Yeah, humble. Mm. Thank you, Sarah.
He cried about his mom.
Yeah, like, and his
cried
dogs.
About his dogs. Like, I love him.
It was just really cool. He also thought that the cameraman was like Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. I got that on video. And you know what? I realized it was a story and then I didn't save it. And I don't know if I can get that back.
You should be able to. Aren't they archived?
What?
Your stories on Instagram?
Yeah, they're archived.
You can get them.
Because it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Him talking about Emma.
I got him talking
about
Emma.
His book.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I can't believe he thought no one would read that.
I know.
Gobbled that up. So
oh my God,
good.
I was so excited about it. And it was so good.
At the end, when they always like let people line up to ask questions, and someone asked him about his book, and he was like, I forgot I wrote a book. Because it just seems so surreal to him.
We didn't mention Potter Kid Reads was there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see. I passed you in the hall, but you were, I think you were going somewhere because you were moving quick. But I'm sorry I didn't get to say hi to you in person. But I think that you're just one of the greatest kids.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see You at all weekend.
He was like a celeb. I was looking there
too. So yeah, then we, you know, had to round it out at Fat Pour one more time.
That's a fat, good old Fat Pour.
And then we headed home.
Yeah.
It was such a good weekend.
It was.
It was. And we were very excited finding out that LeakyCon 2024 is in Portland.
Right.
I cannot wait because it's one of my favorite cities in the entire world and I want to show it to Tiffany. So.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I loved meeting. Oh, I mean, my favorite thing from the weekend was meeting listeners. Like, I was.
Yes.
I know that some people feel awkward meeting for the first time, but when someone
when someone comes up to you and goes, "I listened to your podcast," yeah, and like they have that smile on your face, it's crazy.
Yeah. When someone says, like, "Tiffany, you don't know me, but I listen to Swish and Flick," or "I'm a Swish and Flick listener," and I'm like,
it like melts my heart. Amazing. In the best way.
And it happened so much this past weekend, which
it made me so
sometimes
happy.
It's hard to gauge the reach of the pod.
Yeah,
I mean, we get our numbers at the end of the year and stuff, and we can check those, and we can check it weekly and whatnot, but when you're somewhere and you have people coming up to you and saying hi and embracing, like, it's, I don't know,
it literally just means
it's
so
the best
much.
It does.
And like, we just want you all to know that, like, okay, hold on, how do I word this? Like, I know it's not easy for me to just say, like, don't feel nervous. Like, just come up and say hi. But, like, genuinely, we want to talk to all of you.
Yeah.
So, like, please.
It won't be awkward. If you see me in a bathroom, hi. It is what it is. We all go.
Right.
Just say hi.
Please say hi.
Also, you're not going to be awkward. You know I make every situation awkward. So, that's my job. So, you're fine.
Yeah. It was just so, it was just so much fun. That was absolutely my highlight from the weekend. Too.
Yeah.
There
sure.
also might be another opportunity to meet us a couple more times this year. So
yes.
Stay tuned for those events.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we just want to say if you saw any cool cosplays, what your favorite cosplay was that you saw? And then I know it could be hard to just say one. So like your top couple vendors.
I have three cosplays that stick out in my brain.
Oh my God.
The Vanishing Cabinet.
Yes, I was going to say that one.
Buckbeak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bloody Chicken.
And yeah, who Tom saw. And it was the family that had the little Bellatrix. And
oh,
little
my
Lucius.
Gosh.
Oh, my
she was
gosh.
Avada-ing everyone.
She was running around. Apparently, she was running around going, "I killed Sirius Black." She's like five. And then someone said that they saw her passed out in a stroller later. And like
it
that just
me.
Sealed
I saw
the deal,
her.
Man.
She was a mess in that stroller. And I was like, "You are everything I needed." Today.
Did you see the Monster Book of Monsters?
That
yes.
was great.
In yeah. Hagrid.
Yes.
With
Hagrid,
the risers and
the
a
Lego
shoe.
Madame
Drake.
Maxime was there. I don't know if you
I didn't
noticed.
See Madame
also
Madame
on
Maxime.
Stilts.
Did you see the Lego Draco?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So good.
Harry's birthday cake.
Oh,
yes. I saw that.
That was a
that
good
was
one.
Fantastic.
There was like people in chocolate frog suits, which
that
was amazing.
Juliana
from
Puffcast. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, darn.
So
some
much
Death
fun.
Eaters
oh,
that were really decked out.
A very original, unique idea was one of Umbridge's cat plates.
Yes, I saw that on Friday.
That was a good one.
That was so good.
And the Birdie Bots beans box.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah.
People are
so
incredibly
good.
Creative. The Hagrid cosplayer is on our Instagram if you want to check
yeah we're
that
like
out.
Can we get a picture of you?
Vendors, I want to give a big shout out to Ambrosia and Honey. Their stuff was fantastic. They have a lot of really cool ACOTAR merch. We bought some of these little like painted windows that you put in your bookshelf.
I gotta give that to you. They're upstairs.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I loved there. So they had the Surreal Tea Shop t-shirt that you got.
I got that. Yeah.
An adorable little otter sticker from Crescent City that we got.
Yeah.
Always, always shout out to our pin peeps that we like to hang out and see.
Oddment and Tweak, Laser Brain,
and
Sunset
Roco.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I'm going to try and shout out as many vendors as I can, one a day on Instagram. So
I'm gonna try to do that too.
Yeah, and
the stuff is incredible.
I know that there's so a couple good. Of people that I don't remember, and I sincerely apologize.
I have some business cards, so we can try. If you send me a picture, I can try and tell you where it was from if
and
I remember.
As always, Orchard Works. Mm-hmm. The best wands. Mm-hmm. Best wands.
I bought a pride wand. I loved it. Mm. And I bought a little wand holder for it, too.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite thing of the weekend was definitely meeting listeners.
Meeting listeners.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And seeing Ez and Lottie there made me really happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. I'm so glad they came.
Having a childhood friend around in your adult life is like epic. If like besides family, mm-hmm. it's so great.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to give a like huge biggest shout out in the entire world to our crew who helped us all weekend. Thank you, Mia, Brandon, Jess, and Janelle. You guys did so much for us all weekend, and we are like forever grateful.
You carried my heavy backpack. You rubbed my back that wouldn't stop hurting.
You followed us everywhere, gave us everything that we needed.
Took pictures, took video.
Just thank you guys so, so, so much.
And yes. like even more importantly than I think all of that, we just had the best time with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry. Seriously, like I miss you guys so much already. And I'm avoiding saying the names of like so many other people that have had such an impact in my life personally from this podcast, because if I forget to say one name because my brain sucks, I don't want to hurt anybody, but you know who you are.
Yes.
Seriously, it was just, I had the best time.
Yeah.
At Leaky with you.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
So much fun.
Fighting dragons at Leaky with you.
Yep.
Like, I can't even put into words.
Long live the Whiz Gives.
Yes, long live the Whiz Gives.
It was nice to hold those people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon, for putting me in the car. Like a baby.
The only way to say see you later, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. If you want to follow us on social media, you guys know where we're at. Me and Kate, mm-hmm. Instagram, TikTok, at the Peaches Family. Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick.
Okay. That all?
Yeah.
All right.
Another one in the books.
Yes. And we so much can't fun. Wait to have another. Thank you, LeakyCon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, LeakyCon. It was such a great time. Yes.
So that concludes this bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.